Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. You know, today I've got a special episode for you. I want to share with you today 10 words and expressions that really gave me fits over my first years living in Poland. You know, when I started to be able to translate a few words and expressions, these are things I heard that I was sure I had it down, I translated it right, and boy, was I wrong. I was so wrong. It really took me several years to get these expressions understood well in my mind. I thought of all the 56 episodes I've made so far, this is probably going to be one of the most practical and useful ones for those that are learning Polish right now. And before we go any further, I'd like to go also give a special shout out and a thanks to two of my new friends that I met over the weekend in Łódź. Mr. John Pekas and his lovely friend Julieta gave me this beautiful shirt. Traveled up to Łódź to meet them. It's from the Polish consulate in Las Vegas, Nevada. Look at that, consulate of the Republic of Poland. And on the back, very nicely down here, Polska w Nevadze. Did not know that there was a consulate in Las Vegas, but I cannot wait to go there and meet that. So thank you, John and Julieta, for the lovely gift. I love this t-shirt. Thank you very much. The 10 words are coming up right after this. So number 10 on the list is the word Shema. Shema. I heard it very often, especially with young people. I thought, what are they saying? Shema? Well, Shema is a short word for Jak się masz? How are you doing? It's a kind of a slang way of saying that. And I have to admit, it took me a long time to put that together. Shema and Jak się masz. So when you hear Shema, it's a nice informal way of saying, what's up? How are you? Number 9 is a funny one, Letzę. I'm flying. I remember being at a wedding party and a guy had to leave the wedding and he said, oh, it's 2 in the morning, Letzę. And I looked at him, I said, you've been drinking, where are you flying to? You're flying somewhere right now? No, Russell, Letzę, like I'm out of here, I gotta go. So Letzę, I'm flying, means I'm out of here, I'm going. Don't get confused with that one. Number 8 is one that I hear in my own family very often and I hear it everywhere in Poland, and it's Orane, Orane. You hear this one quite often, and when you translate it literally, it comes to, oh, the wounds. Like a wound, like you've been injured. Oh, rane, oh, wounds? I did a little research on it, and it actually comes from an expression meaning the wounds of Christ. So when Christ died on the cross, the 6 wounds, and they kind of use that now to say kind of, oh my goodness. So if you hear, oh, rane, it's like saying, oh gosh, or oh goodness. Number 7 is one that really killed me, and today my mind still wants to go to understanding it the wrong way, and it's o, o. When you hear a Polish person say o, o, it doesn't mean o, o, like you would hear in English, like I have an idea or something's coming. A great example, I was helping a friend organize a birthday party, and I had the balloons, my task was to hang the balloons on the wall, and I had it just in the right spot, and my friend said o, o, and so I took the balloons off the wall, and I looked at her, what? No, what are you doing? Why'd you take the balloons off the wall? You said, oh, oh, I thought you had a completely different idea. No, 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 in Polish, when someone says, oh, oh, it means that's right. Put it right there. Leave it just where it is. Confused me so badly. So, oh, oh, in English, like, oh my gosh, I've got an idea. And, oh, oh, in Polish, 2 completely different ways of saying, oh. Number 6 on the list, no coś ty. No coś ty. Literally translated to, well, something, you. That one gave me real struggles. Not solste in Polish would be something like, are you kidding? What are you talking about? Really? Something to that extent. So if you tell somebody something they don't understand, they'll say, not solste. Come on, what are you talking about? That's what they really mean. So don't try to overthink that one too much. No solste. Come on. Number 5, śmiało, śmiało. I'll never forget this one. It was years ago, I was in Polsk meeting a friend and I was trying to back out his large SUV from this narrow driveway. And I was going back, and he said, śmiało, śmiało. Now, I know the word śmiały, which means bold or be brave. But śmiało, boldly, bravely? What are you talking about? So I stopped the car, he said, keep going, śmiało. Had no idea he meant, just go. Be bold, be brave, just go. So if you hear śmiało, it means go ahead, keep going. Number 4 on the list, I fru, I fru. This one's impossible to translate, but it would be like in English saying vroom or froom. A good example, my son was on a go-kart in Bełchatów not long ago, and my wife was talking to my sister-in-law and explaining that Jordan got on that go-kart, and just like that, I fru, he was gone. Round the track he went, top speed, so you'll hear that a lot. I fru means vroom or froom. Number 3, nie ma mowy, nie ma mowy. Nie ma mowy is kind of the Polish way of saying there's no way. It really literally translates to there's no talk of it. No way it's going to happen. You know, I overkill the Beach Boys. I love Jan and Dean, the Beach Boys, and music from the 60s, and I just kill it, and I say, hey, let's play the Beach Boys on our way to the mountains or something, and my wife looks at me, nie ma mowy. There's no way. Forget about it. It's not happening. So nie ma mowy means no way. Number two on the list is one that also gave me a bit of a headache back in the day when someone first said to me, szerokie drogi, szerokie drogi. My mind quickly translated that, okay, widely roads, they're wishing me wide roads, that I would have a wider perspective. What's going on here? Couldn't figure it out. Szerokie drogi is simply the Polish way of saying, have a nice trip, have a safe trip, good travels. But the translation, give you fits. Szerokie drogi. Number one on the list, my favorite one, is oleto, which literally translates to oil it. Oleto in Polish means forget about it, to hell with it, don't worry about it. I'll never forget, I went to the driver's license office with a friend, and this driver's license person was so terrible, so horrible, they were rude. One of the rudest encounters I've had in the country. My friend looked at me after we walked out and said, Russ, oleto, don't worry about it. They're probably unhappy in their job, never mind. So oleto, oil it, forget about it, to hell with it, a great expression. So thank you for watching today. I hope someone out there finds this useful and informative. It took me years to really understand these 10, and I'm a pretty intelligent guy, but again, you kind of have to learn. My advice is with Polish, learn the expression for what it is. Don't overthink it. Just say, okay, this means this, and just leave it. I tried to overanalyze it, and I got myself into a lot of sticky situations and a lot of misunderstandings over the years. So thank you for watching. If you have not subscribed, go ahead and click the button right here in my bookcase to become a subscriber, because I have a lot more good stuff on the way. I wish you a pleasant day as always. Thank you again.